This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We follow industries especially hit hard by the COVID economy. This morning, the mess in the hospitality industry. This week, Wyndham Hotels reported it lost $174 million April to June compared to the $26 million in profit it made the same period a year earlier. Next week, we'll find out how Hyatt, Lowe's, and Hilton have fared. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on resulting layoffs.
The hotel business was among the first to feel the pain as travelers canceled trips and people stopped going out to eat, drink, get spa treatments, pretty much anything you can do at a nice hotel.
We hit bottom in April of about 20% occupancy levels, which is something that the industry's never even come close to seeing before.
Chip Rogers is president of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. He says as states reopened their economies in May and June, bookings started to rise again. But then COVID-19 cases surged and occupancy stalled.
It has leveled off in the mid to upper 40s since that point, and we don't seem to be moving any further.
In the peak summer season, hotels are usually at least 80% full. Rogers says revenues are down, but hotels still need to pay their commercial real estate loans on time.
We're seeing a significant amount of delinquencies. As we move into the fall, when people stop taking vacations, if there's no significant increase in business activity, then you're going to see a lot of those hotels fall into foreclosure.
Since the pandemic started, about one in three hotel workers have been laid off and not called back, says Nick Bunker at the Indeed Hiring Lab. And new jobs are few and far between.
The postings, job postings for hospitality and tourism is about 50% below last year. Is still absolutely depressed.
The industry's pressing for more financial help from Congress. The other hope for the travel industry is to get the pandemic under control. Victoria Sakel at Morning Consult says right now, with the recent spike in cases,
people, of course, are getting nervous about leaving their homes, and this can affect everything from going to a shopping mall as well as bigger traditional discretionary activities like going on vacation.
Sakel says consumers are less comfortable going out and spending now than they were back in June. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.